Welcome to your Pensacola expert panel. It just skipped right over our intro. Look at that. How are you, Stephanie?
Wonderful. We're just having a conversation.
We are having so much fun. I don't know why. It was there and then it disappeared. So
it's all
that's
good.
Okay. You know, it knew.
It did.
That they needed to hear how much fun we're having.
They totally did.
I think we have way too much fun, though.
We have way too much fun. It could get us in trouble.
But I'm so excited. And I was just telling Stephanie, and if you don't know, Stephanie is from Emerald Coast Coins, which is so just enamoring to me. I'm just like, there's so much to learn in so little time. Everything from like pennies.
You're
like, okay, wheat pennies. I've learned about that. But in all these ornate things that you might have lying around in your home.
Yes. Pennies to like quarters, even the new quarters that we have out that you can look in your change and they'll have like a W mint mark on them. Even though we don't purchase them ourselves, they only made 2 million for each quarter that comes out for 2020 and 2019. I don't know if they're doing them this year. However, they're still neat to have and I would hoard them personally, which I do hoard them because I only have like two or three. So like they're mine and I don't let anybody else touch them.
It's okay to hoard that.
Yes.
Just not newspaper.
Not newspaper. No. The silver coins that you find. Quarters, dimes, and half dollars. Anything 1964 and earlier. Dude, that's silver. Keep it or sell it because it's worth money. It's worth more than just face value.
See?
Yeah, it's totally awesome.
And you guys can go in there. I told Stephanie that I drove by yesterday and looked like you guys were pretty busy. It was looking really fun in there. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to pick up a child today.
It was just Dad and I yesterday, so it was so much fun.
That's awesome, though. You looked busy, which is great and encouraging. We want our local businesses to thrive here.
Definitely.
And especially when it involves, you know, a hobby and a collection and something that will add value into your life.
Yes.
But I told Stephanie, listen, my son, he has to get one of his grades up. We're not going to pressure him, right?
Nope, don't pressure our children.
Nope. We're going to encourage is the word.
Exactly.
But if he gets his grades up, he can bring some of his coins in. Show them, maybe find out some more information and he'll get he's a collector. I won't say hoarder, but he's a collector. And he loves coins, treasure box types of things that he'll find, rocks. I mean,
my youngest is a rock collector too. It took a lot of years to convince him that the asphalt in the parking lot was not rocks. When he was in elementary school, we're like, it's just asphalt. It's not rocks.
The asphalt little rocks. Yes. I know what you're talking about. I remember my kid just
kindergarten, first grade. Yep.
Look what I found today. Why do you have that? And it's like got an impression of like a dead bug.
Yes. I was about to say, at least it wasn't a frog or a lizard.
Right?
It was a rock.
But listen, please don't show up to Emerald Coast. That would be a little strange. Not completely weird, I bet. I bet you have some fun things to share with us, too, about different things people have brought in. And, hey, maybe you have a question, 437-1620. We're always here for you. We want to hear. Maybe you have something. You can even send a picture. Stephanie will see it, too. We would love to see.
Yes, we can see the pictures.
I would, yes. Sometimes we're a little nervous, but.
But we can see them.
But we're always open to hearing what you have to say, maybe even a success story or a review that you've just loved going into Emerald Coast for so many years.
Yeah, so we've been around for 19 years now.
Look at that. A staple.
Oh my gosh.
In the Gulf Coast.
It feels like forever.
I can imagine.
My baby's grown up in the coin business and he likes to tell everybody about everything. He sends me little videos. Like last night he sent me a video about how we can melt our own gold, and if we have jewelry around the house we can melt it and turn it into bars. And I'm like, well, mommy does this kind of stuff at work, but we take it somewhere and they melt it for us.
What is the process behind that?
So well, what we do is like we buy the scrap jewelry from customers. They bring it in. We have to hold it for 30 days, you know, so the police make sure that nobody's stealing anything. So it's a process. We ask people to come in an hour before we close. So 4 o'clock on the weekdays and 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
And then after that 30-day hold, we take all that jewelry and we take it over to the place that melts it. And they melt it down and they send it off to it's a refinery. So they refine it. They send it off. And those places, in turn, turn it back into whatever, bars of gold or coins or whatever. So they refine it and purify it more and turn it back into pure gold. And
Wow.
So they get the most bang for the buck, and we just get some of the bang for the buck.
Okay. So how much on average, or what is the range of cost for somebody to do that?
For them to do it, I have no idea how part works. Like my part, we make money off of it, obviously, but they get the bigger bang for the buck.
Okay.
That it definitely helps keep the lights on for us. it definitely helps more than the Silver Eagles and the gold bullion and stuff like that. Our profit margin on those are a lot smaller.
Okay. All right. I see.
So that's why we do that business for sure. It's fun. It's exciting when people come in because they will go treasure hunting. They go to garage sales. They go to thrift stores, estate sales, and things like that, and they'll find things.
Okay. Oh, here's a question. Yes. What 2020 quarter did they only make $2 million?
Okay, so yeah, back to the quarters. So each of the quarters that they put out every year, they made the W Mint quarter. So the West Point Mint quarter, they only made $2 million of each of the West Point Mint quarters. So you'll have the Philadelphia and the Denver Mint, which we'll see a whole bunch of. They made probably more than millions of, probably billions of. I'd have to get a direct number, but they only made $2 million for each quarter. They did like four or five quarters a year of the West Point Mint quarters. I will try to pin on our Facebook page what they look like. So I'll put a picture of them so you know what you're looking for. Later on when I get back to the store. But they did it for 2020 and for 2019. And you can still find them and change because not everybody knows to look for them because you're like, oh, it's a quarter. I'll just toss it in my change jar.
I'm raising my hand over here. Okay. I have the spare change jar I've told you before. In fact, I have two different jars, and this is a little side note. So one of them is my actual American money jar. And so when I do laundry and I pull it out of pockets, it goes into that jar.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I'll cash it out and I'll take my kids to do something fun, right?
Yeah.
Then I have another jar, and eventually my son's wife will get it. And it's this one of those massive, like, wide mouth mason jars.
Yes.
And so everything I find in his pocket, including the coins, I have no idea where they have come from. Where did you get, who did you rob? No,
right?
I mean, he just find things like on the ground.
Right.
When we're out, he found something in the airport parking lot one time. I don't even know what it actually is. So that's one of the things that we've set aside to come and show you. We have people come and travel here all over. So you don't know what they're bringing.
Exactly.
But something like that where we can kind of let's separate it a little bit. But in your regular jar, there could be some goodies well, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. And as for foreign coins or mystery coins, that's where my brother comes in. And he always hates when I do this. Oh. But he likes to, let's say he likes to solve mysteries. But he's great with foreign coins and paper money. He just absorbs all this information in his brain and it kind of just stays there.
Okay.
So he is great with that kind of stuff. And I always say, except for Wednesdays, he's there every other day of the week. So he is good with that kind of stuff. So when you come in with all the cool fun stuff, make sure he's there.
Okay. So not on Wednesday. That's good to remember. Yes. We have another question coming in. I'm trying to understand it. Maybe you can help me as well. What is the most valuable something you've ever taken in? To the rarest? What is
the most valuable?
And you can
probably money you've ever taken in. That is a difficult question to answer. Probably the most valuable. We had a really cool penny that came in once, and I want to say it was 1700s, and I can't remember the exact date because my dad and my brother took it in, and it was like $20,000 coin.
That's so cool.
It was way before, because I had my shop out in Milton a long time ago, and it's gone now. Valuable coin. Okay.
Okay.
Most valuable coin. And the rarest would probably be that same coin.
That's so funny.
And that's just, and I wish I could remember exactly what it was, but I was in my shop at the time, so I can't remember it. Thank you so much. Yeah. So I can't remember exactly. It was early 1700s penny. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
That's so cool.
And it was really cool. But it was
That's
really
like an
expensive.
OG yeah, American penny.
It really was. Like early 1700s. And I can't remember.
That's awesome.
And it would be nice if they were listening, but they're probably working hard.
So, no, we want that too.
It was already busy this morning when I left. I'm like, peace out. Gotta go.
That's good.
I'm going to have
hear.
Fun.
Now, a couple of questions. So, one, well, we're going to talk about gold and silver in a second, because I know people are about to probably like lose it if we don't talk about it.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
So, but I also want to ask you, do you have any fun events coming up?
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that. So we personally are not going to this. However, there is going to be a coin show, not this weekend, but the following weekend in Fort Walton Beach at the VFW near the Home Depot.
Okay.
I think Mary Esther Cutoff. I will post it on our Facebook page. It's going to be Friday and Saturday at the VFW in Fort Walton Beach. So everybody who's been aching for a coin show, I know we had one in Foley last month. That's going to be the next one that's closest coming up.
Okay.
So I know a lot of coin collectors are like, oh, I need a coin show.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about, because I think I went years ago, pre-COVID,
yes,
to an event out there raising money for children of wounded warriors or fallen
yes.
warriors. And so I believe, and they've done different shows out there, everything from
they do.
Gun shows
yes.
to I've seen the motorcycles parked outside as well, and mm-hmm. they have people walking around looking at them. So that's a great thing to take your family to.
Yes.
And something, you know, you can wear your mask, bring your sanitizer,
exactly.
be kind to others. But that's going to be out there. I guess that's the first weekend in March.
Yeah,
already.
It's going to be right. Yeah, like the very end of February. So exactly right. Like right before March hits.
Right.
So
like
I know they're super.
Oh yeah,
yeah, like the 27th, 28th. Like
the 28th.
So they're excited to get that going. You know, everybody around here has been itching for our coin shows. And I think they have a pretty good table setup going on.
Okay.
So they're excited.
Excellent. So you won't be there specifically, but you guys, Emerald Coast will be there.
Emerald Coast won't be there,
oh, okay.
but there'll be a lot of other coin dealers
All
out
right,
there.
So you can take that, maybe bring some back for us, take some pictures and tag us, Pep Talk and Emerald Coast Coins. Let us know what you're finding out there.
Definitely.
I was telling people, you know, we're starting to push our Pep Talk page. And so we're going to be just linking arms with everybody that gets to be on the show with us and give us all the expert advice that I feel like my brain every day is like, what are you doing to me? You're teaching me so much. So, and now let's jump on over and talk about gold and silver. I said the hot word. If you have a question, 437-16.
Yes. Now's the time to ask the questions.
Yes. We have time left, so please
do. We do. So gold and silver has been crazy lately, and that has definitely been our go-to for everybody. Has been coming in nonstop. We have been nonstop busy. We got in. We had been waiting. I think last time I was in, we talked about how I was running low on silver and gold.
Mm-hmm.
I have shipments in now. So I definitely have silver and gold in stock, which is good. I don't know how long it'll last.
Right.
But prices are down a little bit today from where they were. I don't know how long that'll last either. That's the beauty. Everybody's always asking me, well, what do you think it's going to do? You know, is it going to go up or is it going to go down? I'm like, I wish I knew, because then I'd be a millionaire.
Right.
And I could just sit here and talk all day long about it.
Yeah.
And it would be wonderful.
I would love that.
Right?
It would be so much fun.
It would be so much fun. It's down a little bit today, and everybody is just clamoring to buy that silver. A lot of people say it's because they don't have faith in the dollar right now. The dollar is weak. So that's why everybody's coming in and buying it. I just say, to each their own, I will sell you whatever you want.
Right. I mean,
I'm here.
Money is money.
That's
it. So, and if you're looking to purchase some, now is your time. Like Stephanie said, go see them today. Y'all are open till 5, right?
We're open till 5, Monday through Friday, and we're open till 3 on Saturdays. I always tell people, when you know, and it does not hurt, like, come in and ask questions. We're not only here to, you know, sell and purchase the products. We do both, but we're here to educate. And it's easier. I mean, you can call me on the phone and talk, but it's a lot easier if you sit down and talk face to face.
Okay.
Because sometimes when I can see, like when you see me in person and we can have that interaction, it seems to make a lot more sense.
Right.
I know on my end for sure, because I talk with my hands a lot, as you can see when we're sitting here talking. I talk with my hands a lot, but I can show you the products and explain things to you better. And sometimes that seems to make a lot more sense. And people feel a lot more comfortable when you can get that personal connection with somebody, I think, also, than dealing with people online or over the internet. Like, it's easier when you're with a person in town, locally. It goes, it all goes back to being local, in my opinion, whether it's with us or somebody else. But I, you know, I'd prefer it to be with us, obviously. But, you know, local, I think, is always the way to go.
Oh, 1,000%. We really want to support our local businesses. Don't worry about the big box guys. They're going to get it. They're going to be fine. Yep. You know, I really, and I'm just saying that from, that's my own opinion. You can, you know, take that one any which way you want to. But the other thing is, too, is with Emerald Coast Coins, you guys are locally owned and operated. You've lived here pretty much your whole life, right?
Pretty much most of my life. Like, my dad's retired Navy, so yes. We're also veteran-owned.
Yes. I heard that earlier. I was like, see, just another reason to support you. And like, okay, so this is another thing. I love estate sales. They make you feel weird, right, when you go to them, because you're like, oh, I'm going to just go and check out what this person who used to live here but isn't even alive anymore, right? You know, and sometimes they do the living estate sales.
They do.
With
a lot
that
of them
go
to
nursing homes,
right,
or wherever.
Or some people are really just cleaning out their houses, like literally they're just downsizing and they're moving. So estate sales can be for any reason.
Okay,
they really can.
But I love them.
Yes,
because I've found milk glass there.
Yes.
I found crystal for like $10.
Yes.
And I've seen those little boxes where you can take a look and there's all this stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Coins,
yep.
Pins, you know, from people who are retired. Like you said, they're veterans. You know, different things like that where you can kind of maybe pick through.
Yes.
And see, keep that aside. Don't just write that off.
Exactly. Never write it off, because you never know what you'll find. I'd never say never, because even the estate salespeople can miss things.
Oh, see? That's okay.
Exactly.
I like where you're going with this. Hey, I have a question coming in.
Awesome.
Is the 1888 silver dollar that they're currently selling on the radio worth buying?
No.
I haven't heard about that. So
it's an 1888 silver dollar is a Morgan dollar. And I would say if they're selling it on the radio for a lot of money, I would say no, right? Any amount of dollars. I would call the store and get information on how much we are selling them for. But any time that you see them on the radio or hear them on the radio or in a, like a catalog, one, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. That's
okay.
That's the one catch-all phrase. So if it sounds like, hey, $20 or $200, you know, the pricing can be deceiving. So I'd have to see what the ad is.
Okay.
So let me back up a little. I definitely should hear what the ad is first before I say anything on it for sure. But usually, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Or they're trying to take a lot of your money for a dollar that's you could probably get a lot cheaper in town.
Okay. So and if you have, okay, so I know exactly what they're talking about, because I love magazines. I love flipping through. I love feeling the pages.
Yes.
But you'll see, and you know what I'm about to say. You know it, along with those strange wolf statues that they claim come from the ground or something. I don't know. Listen, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
The coins. And so when I was little, actually, my parents bought me the 50 state coins.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in like this special thing where you could pop them in and display them. I don't know where that is. Probably one of my sisters got them. They're somewhere. But, you know, be mindful that you can take that in. Take a picture of it or bring it in. You know, text us even when we're on air to let us know, because Stephanie can take a look at it. And
for sure.
A friend of mine. So listen, what's the most unique coin you've come across?
The most.
Comes from Michael.
So, well, I will tell you my favorite coin.
Yes.
Is the Athenian owl. And it's a tetradram, if I said that correctly. And it's a 449 to 413 BC coin that we have in our store. I love it so much. It's a little silver coin, and it's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other side. It's absolutely my favorite coin.
That sounds magical.
It is magical. It's my absolute favorite coin.
I feel like that has like some good luck on it or something.
I love it so much.
I love the name Athena, by the way. It's like a Greek goddess, obviously.
So. Yes. Yep, exactly. She's my favorite.
I love it. And hey, we have another question. Can you guesstimate a certified, oh, you have to help me with that. Is that
Atosha?
Atosha coin.
Ha. Huh. No. No, I cannot, because they can be pretty expensive coins typically. I couldn't guesstimate them. That's one of my brother's things and my dad's, actually. They like those coins a lot. I usually say, hey, let me pass you over to my dad.
Yes.
Because he likes those when those people come in my store. So I would call them at 473-1515 and talk to my dad or my brother, because I have no clue. I just think they're neat looking coins. That's a shipwreck coin.
Oh.
Just so you, because a lot of people don't know what an Atosha coin
is.
It's a shipwreck coin that Mel Fisher, he found off the coast of Florida.
Okay. Yes.
This is how like not super awesome I am with that kind of stuff. But it's an Atosha coin.
And we talked about this earlier.
The shipwreck coins and stuff. So those are others. So we have so many cool coins. And I'm sure my mom's sitting here listening to me right now saying, quit babbling.
No, you're doing great. And like Stephanie mentioned earlier, if you want to bring that in, just avoid Wednesday. Your brother, like you said, likes to do that.
He does. And that one my dad could do.
Okay.
And they would probably call I call him my mentor, but they would probably call one of our other people that we talked to. He's my mentor, or our mentor, because he helped us so much when we were first starting out.
Oh, I love that.
And talk to him about it as well.
It's a group effort,
It
guys.
Is totally a group
and
effort.
And this is, you guys are helping me learn new things. Our listeners who are so faithful and want to make sure they don't just throw away something that's special or valuable in their home.
Definitely.
It's really important to just set it aside, pick a day, go in, see the family.
Yeah.
And it doesn't hurt to just take a look at it.
For sure.
And, you know, I remember back when we were allowed to go into a lot of the museums, seeing a lot of really cool coins. I believe it's called the T.T. Wentworth Museum downtown. They're going to, I think, change the name of it.
Yes.
But I remember the first time I went in there, they had found all these really cool coins.
Yes.
That were found, like you said, shipwrecked.
Yeah, shipwreck coins. And we do have some shipwreck coins in our store right now from the... we have some Spanish reals and Spice Island shipwreck coins. So we do have some of that kind of stuff in our store as well that are for sale. But you can come in and just look at it and just see all the cool little things that we have. So
if you're an admirer.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt to go in and
take a look. It doesn't hurt to go in and take a look. And we have dogs.
And I just was going to say that. You read my mind. I saw your sweet little puppy in the picture.
Yep.
So look, Holden, I love with the money in the mouth.
That's
Sophie. Makes me crack up. Oh,
that's
Sophie.
That is dad's little angel baby.
Okay.
She took my place, unfortunately, but that's all right, I suppose.
You are irreplaceable. Stop it. I have so much fun with you. Again, you guys, 1811 Creighton Road. Those hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or Saturday, 9 to 3.
Yep.
Close Sundays.
Yes.
Rest days are really important.
They are.
I preach about it all the time.
That's it.
Maybe too often.
I feel that, though. I totally feel
it. We need it. And so, but on those other, take your family in a really fun adventure. Learn something new. Don't just, you know, throw everything aside. Take those coins out. It's also something, it's going to get cold Friday into Saturday morning. So if you're looking for something indoors to do.
Yes.
It's kind of a good idea. Go through your stuff, maybe Friday night, early Saturday morning, and then bring it in.
Totally.
So you can take a look at it and then keep an eye on that fluctuating silver value.
Yeah, keep the kids busy. Have them look through the change and see what they can find.
Oh, hey, make a game out of it.
Exactly.
I like the way that you think, keeping my kids busy without being on iPads and all the other things.
That's it.
This is something, too. Actually, if you're looking for your child, now that we've been talking about, we're both moms, right?
Right.
And we want our kids to do something outside of like what every other kid is doing these days, iPads, games.
Yep.
I don't even know what Pokemon does, but that stuff.
Yes.
This is a great opportunity to help them cultivate.
Yes. So many kids are getting back into coin collecting, and it's amazing. We have so many kids that come in with a little bit of money and find things to buy. We have some kids that started off with pennies and are now buying silver and like a little bit more. Some of them will buy little pieces of gold when they're tiny little pieces of gold, but buy little pieces of gold. It's wonderful.
I love that. All right, let's give our listeners one more time the number, the address, and the hours.
Phone number is 850-473-1515. Address